Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget, you can dial 831-0917, 831-0917. That's the telephone number. Make that call. It goes right through to our studios and right to our microphones so that we can have entertain your dialogue and discussion on this very, very, very serious subject. We're talking about today what is taking place is the coronavirus, the cover-up in our Constitution. And ladies and gentlemen, how did we get to the point where we are today, where we're sequestered, hiding under the beds and hiding in our closets, fearful to go out? In fact, I read on the broadcast just recently a note that was left on someone's door you're going in and out more than you should, and I'm going to report you to the police. We've developed a snitch system in America today. And listen very carefully. When the coronavirus is over, supposedly, this snitch system won't cease. It won't stop. We have indelibly, unalterably changed society in America. We will never have the same political system. We'll never have the same social system. We'll never have the same worship religious system. We'll never have the same political system in America again. It has unalterably been changed, and we've watched it happen, and it's as a result of a grave cover-up. So what do we know about the coronavirus? What do we know about what has taken place in the bringing about all of this that we're talking about today? I'm going to go down a whole litany, just bullet points, if you will, of what we do know, what we do know. And I've got hundreds and hundreds of articles that are associated with each of these statements. And so if you'd like to debate them, that's wonderful. If you'd like to challenge them, love to hear from them. If you have different information or supplemental information on it, call 831-0917. Love to entertain your question or your comment. Are you bothered by what I'm saying? Does it get you seething? Does it cause you to be passionate about what we need to do as Christians of being salt and light, standing up, speaking up, being heard, being seen? I pray that it does. I pray that it rattles your cage to the point that you're willing to do something other than just sit back in silence. What we do know about the coronavirus, we do know that the virus originated in Wuhan, China. Everybody believes that, except the Communist Network News and all of those that they entertain. They're now saying that it's racist to say and xenophobic to say that it originated in China. In fact, most of the loose, lax, lost liberals on the socialist, Marxist, communist left, including Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, most of them are carrying the water for the Chinese today, taking Chinese points of talking points and reiterating them on national television 24/7. But we do know that the virus originated in Wuhan, China. We do know that the Chinese government knew about this as early as late as October, November of 2019. We do know, ladies and gentlemen, that the Chinese government would allow about 5 million out of Wuhan, China, to fly out of China before they blocked off, carted off, used concrete blocking devices to encircle Wuhan, China, so that no one could come in or go out after they allowed about 5 million to fly out of Wuhan, China. When they did, they flew to all parts of Asia and the around the world and even into America. This is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, it was wise on the president's part to early in January to shut off any flights coming out of China into America. A wise decision on his part. We do know that the Chinese government controls the World Health Organization. Even though America invests about $500 million a year to the World Health Organization, the Chinese government invests between $38 and $45 million into it, yet it was by the Chinese vote in 2015 that put Dr. Tedros in position of authority with the World Health Organization, coming out of his own nation of Somalia. And over a period of 3 or 4 years' time, there'd been an outbreak, virus and cholera in his nation that he covered up, lied to the world about it, and then was put in the position by the ultimate vote of China and the United Nations of putting Dr. Tedros over the World Health Organization. Dr. Tedros is a puppet for the Chinese government. He will say or do whatever the Chinese government dictates that he say or do. So we do know that for a fact. We do know that the Chinese have said that the cause of the virus was due to animals being sold in the Wuhan wet market. We do know that that's their official position. We do know that they went in and bulldozed the wet market. We do know, however, on the heels of what we know today, they've allowed the wet market to reopen in Wuhan, China. We do know that the Chinese have subsequently destroyed the evidence of the so-called former wet market and now have allowed a new wet market to open in its place. We do know, ladies and gentlemen, that China has biochemical weaponry and warfare weapons, scientific labs, two of them, one about 20 miles from Wuhan, China, and one about 4 miles from Wuhan, China. We do know these things for a fact. We do know, ladies and gentlemen, that America has provided, listen to this carefully, we do know, ladies and gentlemen, America has provided $3.7 million, hear me, American dollars, taxpayer dollars, $3.7 million have gone to the Chinese government for the work on coronavirus research in Wuhan, China, biochemical weapons laboratories. We do know that it started there. Let me just read you a couple of things. How did the coronavirus start and where did it come from? Was it rated the Wuhan animal market? Question mark. Five-page article on that. Here's an article that says, revealed. U.S. government gave $3.7 million grant to Wuhan lab at the center of the coronavirus leak scrutiny that was performing experiments on bats from the caves where the disease is believed to have originated. Two or three little bullet points, and this is about an 8 or 10 page article. The U.S. National Institute of Health, a governmental agency, awarded $3.7 million research grant to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The second bullet point, the lab is the center of several conspiracy theories. Ladies and gentlemen, as of the last 24 hours, it is no longer considered a conspiracy theory. The State Department has already made a statement on that. The Department of Defense has already made a statement on that. We have heard out of a 24-hour cycle of news, primarily found on Fox News, they have interviewed about a half a dozen talking heads that have admitted that we do not know definitively, but we do believe that it was as a result of coming out of the laboratory in Wuhan, China, the experimental laboratory, of which, by the way, we spent $3.7 million helping to fund in China, that it came out of that laboratory and not out of the Wuhan, China wet market. Wet market meaning where you have dead carcasses of animals hanging out into the open, some deteriorating, some fly-covered, but out of the open market with live animals in the back rooms behind the open market for them to go in and literally slay an animal, hang the carcass out for you to come by, look at, and buy. It's called a wet market. Grotesque, ghoulish thinking, but that's how they operate in China. The U.S. National Institute of Health government agency awarded $3.7 million research grant. The lab is the center of several conspiracy theories that suggested that its origin, that it is the original source of the coronavirus outbreak. The institute experimented on bats from the source of the coronavirus, end quote. The Chinese laboratory is the center of scrutiny over a potential coronavirus leak that's now being used, that has been using U.S. Dollars to help do so. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned when we see this taking place. We do know that that's happened. And ladies and gentlemen, secondly, we do know that the United States of America also had a research campaign going on researching the coronavirus in one of the laboratories in one of our state universities in North Carolina. And immediately, ladies and gentlemen, when this coronavirus was first made known, that scientific laboratory in North Carolina was summarily closed. And the researcher that we had brought in from China, working alongside American researchers, were summarily sent back to China. We do know, ladies and gentlemen, that immediately after the virus became public knowledge, the U.S. lab was closed and the Chinese researcher was sent back. We do know those things as facts. Here's the timeline. Timeline, for example, timeline of China possible coronavirus cover-up. Brett Baer weighs in on the President Trump's decision to halt funding for the World Health Organization and China's lies that led up to the pandemic. There's an increasing belief, listen to this carefully, this is from Fox News, Brett Baer, there's an increasing belief that the novel, that means new, unusual, different, coronavirus originated in a lab in Wuhan, China, not as a weapons chemical, but as part of Beijing's effort to identify and treat viruses to enhance its own international prestige, according to the sources. Multiple sources tell Fox News that it is believed that standards in Wuhan were disregarded before the virus leaked out, and then Beijing, China, began its cover-up. Patient Zero is believed to have worked in some capacity in the Wuhan laboratory, and it's believed that the virus was transmitted from bat to human beings in the laboratory experiment. When earlier efforts of containment failed, journalists and doctors who spoke out against that were disappeared, according to sources. Sources also say that the World Health Organization was complicit in these actions from the very beginning to help China cover up its tracks. The World Health Organization and China have denied any wrongdoings, however, in what they have done. So, ladies and gentlemen, we do know these things to be fact. Here's an article that says, General Jack Keane, China's had their hands all over the spread of the coronavirus. Fox News senior strategist and analyst Jack Keane, a retired four-star general, said on America's Newsroom on Tuesday that China had their hands all over the spread of the new coronavirus. We don't know if it was intentional or not, but we clearly know it was reckless for sure and extremely deceptive. Keane made the comments on the same day the Washington Post reported that a Chinese laboratory at the center of the new theories about how the coronavirus pandemic started was subject to multiple urgent warnings inside the U.S. State Department, listen, 2 years ago. Embassy official warned in January of 2018 about the inadequate safety precautions at the Wuhan Institute of Virology lab and passed on information about scientists conducting risky research on coronavirus bats, the newspaper reported Tuesday. Quote, obviously, they have had two labs that deal with the very same thing in Wuhan City, and now this report makes it very suspicious that they could possibly be the origin of the virus that is now pandemic, killing people around the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, we do know that the Chinese doctor and research scientist who warned China officials about the dangers were both removed. The doctor supposedly died of that virus himself. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, the Chinese government had already put him in jail for talking about it in late December. And then mysteriously, he supposedly died from that same virus. And the female researcher, ladies and gentlemen, that squealed the loudest and rang the bell and said something is wrong, absolutely disappeared. Disappeared. Here's an article. If China acted early, coronavirus cases could have been cut by as much as 95%, the former FDA chief said. The former head of the Food and Drug Administration, Scott Gottlieb, tweeted Monday that the number of coronavirus cases in China could have been cut as much as 95% if Beijing, China, had acted earlier, citing a study published in March. Affecting more than 1.9 million people around the globe and impacting 185 countries, according to the report published in Life Science. The first case could be traced back to November of 2019. And yet you hear Nancy Pelosi saying that President Trump did too little too late because he started in January. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, President Trump did this the first week in January of shutting down air traffic from China to prevent this. Nancy Pelosi and her squad, AOC and the squad, Nancy Pelosi and her communist, socialist, Marxist leadership in Washington were still engaged in trying to impeach President Donald J. Trump all the way through February. And yet this was taking place. And ladies and gentlemen, the brazenness of Nancy Pelosi to say that it's Trump's fault, it's Trump's problem because he did too little too late, is laughable if it weren't so serious. We do know that China controls who Who ate WHO? Yet America contributes about $500 million. I said that earlier. We do know that Bill Gates and Dr. Tedros of the World Health Organization are close friends and work closely together, and whatever Bill Gates wants, Dr. Tedros of the World Health Organization absolutely promotes it and will promulgate it if possible. We do know that Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx are on the board of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and they are puppets for Bill Gates. We do know that Dr. Fauci is a Clintonite that said on a email that's now been uncovered, praising Hillary Clinton and letting him know that he loved her and wanted to see her elected. We do know, ladies and gentlemen, that Dr. Fauci originally warned that America would have 2.2 million deaths if we do not shut America down. We do know, ladies and gentlemen, that the one in China, the chief scientist, was, as this article says, Chinese muzzled its Batwoman. They called her the Batwoman because she did the research on the bats. Beijing, China authorities hushed up the finding of a scientist who unlocked the genetic makeup of the coronavirus within days of the outbreak, which is vital for tests and vaccines to be developed. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the coronavirus, the cover-up, and our Constitution. The telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, is 831-0917. This is Dr. Youngblood. You're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. I pray that you're listening up. And what I want you to have the takeaway from this broadcast today is that the cover-up has taken place. We've been lied to. We've been deceived. And now we have had our constitutional liberties taken away from us on the basis of the so-called crisis as a result of the cover-up and the deceit that's taken place, even where the president has been, as one article called it, duped by the scientists and the doctors because he has given way to them and what they say that needs to be done. I'm thankful that he's waking up, sitting up, and is saying that he's going to open America back up. And I pray that he does so. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, when he opens America, and I believe he will, it will be on a sporadic basis across America. And listen carefully, when he opens America up for business, there will be a spike in the coronavirus infection. And then Nancy Pelosi and others will want to file suit against President Trump to cause him to cease and desist opening America back up until there is a vaccine. It is Bill Gates that has all of a sudden become the absolute mover and shaker on the globe that's telling us what we ought to do, and he wants that vaccine because it will come out of one of his 9 pharmaceutical house development laboratories that he wants to then marry to an ID chip of some type that every human being on the globe can be ID'd on the premise that if we know where you are, when you get a elevated temperature, that we can sequester you, quarantine you, put you in quarantine without your willingness to do so, and on the basis that we will stop the spread of a further virus that could become a pandemic once again. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article. State Department leaked cables renew theories of the origin of the coronavirus. State Department cables obtained by the Washington Post warned about the safety and security of coronavirus testing on bats in China in 2018. U.S. Embassy officials warned in January 2018 about inadequate safety at the Wuhan Institute Virology Laboratory and passed information about scientists conducting risky research, etc. It goes on to talk about the Joint Chief of Staff said on Tuesday afternoon, quote, "It should be no surprise to you that we have taken a keen interest in that, and we've had a lot of intelligence take a hard look at it. I would just say to this point, it's inconclusive, although the weight of evidence seems to indicate natural, but we do not know for certain." And it is talking about the virus being originated in the coronavirus research in the laboratory in Wuhan, China, and not in the wet market. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's different theories as to how that took place. One of them that's officially being bounded about on Fox News is that one of the workers in the laboratory got infected, and she then had a date with her boyfriend, perhaps kissed him or whatever, passed it on to him. And as a result of that, he walked into the Wuhan wet market, and then it was transmitted through the Wuhan wet market. That is an absolute blatantly untrue. I've said from the very beginning, as one or two articles said, it's very limited on what's been said, that in the Wuhan China laboratory, those folks working for 50 cents a day or thereabouts will take some of the carcasses that they've been experimenting on and take those carcasses to the Wuhan wet market to sell them for further change in their pocket to be able to live on. I believe that that is the precise chain of events that took place. I believe that our government knows it into the inside circles. They know it to the degree that they're petrified with allowing the American citizens to know the fact of what has taken place and how it came about. And so, therefore, the cover-up continues even to this day. And I believe part of it is because we funded part of that research project by the tune of about $3.7 million out of Wuhan, China. Here's an article that says WHO spends twice as much on travel as on medical supplies. Out of the hundreds of millions of dollars going into WHO, less than 4%, hear me, less than 4% is expended on health causes and health reasons around the globe. Contrarywise, over $200 million a year is spent on the personal travel expense of Dr. Tedros, the head of World Health Organization. Shouldn't that tell us that the WHO should be defunded from any federal U.S. taxpayer dollars, as President Trump said he's going to do? I commend him on taking that stand. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we're in the very vortices of the cover-up that has taken place that's been detrimental to the United States of America and our Constitution. Ladies and gentlemen, across America, we have witnessed chaos and calamity and confusion with the mayors and the governors, mostly socialist, Marxist, Democrat leadership, acting like dictators by instituting unconstitutional, illegal edicts and enforcing illegal rules, causing more damage and more harm than the coronavirus could ever think about causing in America. Dr. Fauci is even suggesting that people will not be able to get along and to go along, and that the president has no authority to open the markets back up in America until everyone has some type of immunity certificate. How would you have that immunity certificate? What will it do? Is it the same as back in Hitler's days where the Jewish people had to wear a yellow star as they walked down the street? There's some now that is talking about having people with armbands, a purple armband that says that I'm not immune, a blue armband that says I'm immune, so that you can go in places of business. It's being touted in Michigan and other governors today, ladies and gentlemen, that says when we open back up, there must be some way that those going into the shops and stores and businesses can be identified as they walk in the door as to whether or not they're immune or not. What are we going to do? Yes, Bill Gates comes to the rescue. He has the answer. Vaccinate every human being on the face of the globe. In that vaccination, have some trackable device so that the merchants will know by the wave of their cell telephone, can read you and tell whether or not you're immune. If you're not immune, then you cannot go in. And ladies and gentlemen, it goes down to the fact of the mark of the beast that's found in Revelation chapter 13, verses 14 through 18 in particular, where if you don't have the mark, that is the immune certificate, the immune identification, you'll not be able to buy or sell. You'll not be able to rent a home, buy a home, go to college, go to universities. You will simply be left on the streets as a vagabond until you die. Now, that's in the days of the tribulation after the rapture of the church has taken place. So what are we doing? We're watching the foreshadowing of all of these things coming together. This is the reason I say every day, ladies and gentlemen, Luke 21:28 comes into play. Look up, lift up your head, for our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, recently, a governor in New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy, don't know if you know the name or not, in an interview with Tucker Carlson, admitted that he did not even consider the First Amendment or a Bill of Rights when he issued the latest executive orders, which closes all religious worship services, not limiting it to a few, not saying self-isolate or be 6 foot apart, but closing all religious services. And yet at the same time, leaving all bars and abortion clinics open. Yet when Tucker Carlson asked him specifically why he had not considered, listen, Tucker Carlson asked the governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, asked him why he had not considered the Bill of Rights. Governor Murphy said, and I quote, "That's above my pay grade." Above my pay grade? He ought not to be in office if it's above his pay grade, ladies and gentlemen. It is something that absolutely is onerous and absolutely illegal. In fact, William Barr said, at any time government encroaches on religious liberties, I'm very concerned. Attorney General William Barr said the emergency situation, including war and pandemics, where liberties have to be restricted somewhat, but he said he'll be keeping an eye on all of that. He said, I think religious liberty is the first liberty, Barr said, as he was interviewed by Laura Ingraham. It's the foundation of our republic, and a free society depends upon a vibrant religious life among the people. So anytime that's encroached upon by the government, he says, I am very concerned. Furthermore, he says, and I'm quoting from Bill Barr, I think we have to be very careful to make sure that this is, you know, that the draconian measures that are being adopted today are fully justified and there's not any alternative way of protecting our people, end quote. In fact, William Barr says constitutionally there must be the least restrictive measures taken, especially when it comes to the constitutional liberties of the freedom of religion. In fact, in the further interview with Tucker Carlson, with the governor from New Jersey, Phil Murphy, he asked the question about that being the Bill of Rights. In fact, Judge Andrew Napolitano said the governor cannot dictate what products or services we citizens want to buy or sell. Judge Napolitano also said, if we don't take our freedom back, they may not come back to us at all. In fact, the judge on Fox News said this today. Judge Napolitano said, Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey, what he's done is an impeachable offense. It is unconstitutional and it is illegal. Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand we must realize that we should be see the wake-up call. We must understand, ladies and gentlemen, why it is so vital, why it is so necessary for us to elect people, men of God, that honor God. In Exodus chapter 18, verse 21, moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of faith, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place them over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, and rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. Ladies and gentlemen, he said, able men. That means having the capacity to carry out the task. That means competent men, not just capable, but competent, having the knowledge and the wisdom to carry it out. And such as fear God. That means we need to elect men, ladies and gentlemen, that fear God and respect God, according to the Word of God that gives us what I call God's election guide for us. We need to sit up, take notice, and know that we are facing the enemy, and we need to be willing to vote in November that will keep President Trump in office. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.